Good afternoon, Bill. It's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. Just want to start by leading off with the news on the NFL saying it's looking into the footballs being used in the game, with one Indianapolis report suggesting that perhaps the Patriots intentionally deflated the footballs or maybe a football in the game, and I was curious what your response is to that.
We'll cooperate fully with whatever whatever the league wants us to, whatever questions they ask us, whatever they want us to do.
Did you know, as the game was going on last night, that there was potentially an issue? Was any concern brought to you at the time of the game?
No, I didn't know anything about it until this morning.
Does this amuse you, Bill, this topic, by any chance?
Excuse me?
I'm just curious what you think of the topic. The idea that we're talking about deflated footballs, I'm just trying to get my hands around it, too. I'm just curious what you think of the topic and if that could potentially be an advantage for a team.
Look, you're asking the questions. I'm just trying to answer them.
Yeah, Bill, hi. Gary Mahokas, USA Today. Were the Patriots using deflated footballs?
As I said, the first I heard about it was this morning. Whatever we need, from the league, then that's what we'll do.
Can you give us a feel, Bill, for what the next couple days are going to be like for the team? How you're approaching the next couple days?
I think, from a staff standpoint, we put everything we had into the Colts game, and our players played really well last night, so we have an opportunity to continue our season. We'll really start digging into Seattle hard, and a lot of logistics and things like that we need to handle in the next couple days, which we have people on our staff. Very experienced people dealing with that and trying to take care of individual needs plus our collective team needs. And that's, when we bring the players back in, then we'll start on Seattle. But I don't think right now we're, as a staff, ready to do that. And again, I think there are a lot of logistical things in terms of finalizing our schedule and, what days we want to work on what and, how to put ourselves in the best possible position to play well next Sunday. I think that's all part of the conversation, too, that is ongoing for us in the next probably day or two. So we get all that straightened out.
Bill, was there anything when you were rewatching the game today that impressed you more about the defense? Just again, as you're going through the film, as opposed to your obvious impressions of them last night. Your defense?
I think we had a lot of guys play well. We played well at a number of different positions. It wasn't perfect. They hit us on a few things, but we were competitive. We tackled well, and kept the ball in front of us, and so that was pretty good. But thought we had a decent rush, and had coverage, competitive coverage, and both the short, intermediate, and deep parts of the field. Again, not perfect, but it was competitive. So
I wanted to ask you in particular about a couple plays. I believe the first one is in the first half. They both involved T.Y. Hilton. First half, it looked like Kyle Arrington got picked, and Devin noticed that and came up and broke up a pass. And the other one was the Revis pick. It looked like Arrington got picked again, and Revis kind of maybe came off his assignment, I don't know, to make a play there. Just wanted to get your take on how the instinctiveness of those two guys, McCourty and Revis, factored into those two plays.
Well, I'd say on, you know, on Devin's play, that was kind of his play. And I'll have to go back and look at the Revis play. I haven't got quite that far yet, so I can't comment on that one. But Devin's play was, you know, a good play, but a play that I thought he would have been in position to be able to make. And he was.
We're good from here, Stacy, if you want to open it up to others who called in.
So last chance on if you want to ask Coach a question, it's 5-star. I have no hands raised. Anyone else in the room?
Well, we'll keep going, Stacy, if no one else does. We were just trying to be respectful of other people.
No, why don't we do two last questions?
Okay. Bill, I'm curious just your thoughts on Pete Carroll and any connection you have with him. As we'll have a lot of time to talk about, you know, a lot of aspects of the Super Bowl, but just thoughts on Pete and the job he's done.
I think Pete's a great football coach. His record speaks for himself. I've always had a lot of respect for Pete, and Pete, you know, believes what he believes in. You know, I think that it's they kind of have their way of doing things, but it works very well, and you know, Pete's consistent. He's got, you know, a consistent message. I think he's coached pretty much the same type of, you know, has the same kind of style and the same, you know, similar type of coaching personality and scheme, and, you know, just kind of the whole thing for, you know, many years now. I mean, it's well over 20 years that I've, you know, coached against him and, you know, known him through, you know, our different competitions in the National Football League. So, and then in college, you know, when he was at USC, you know, you saw more of that, and he had tremendous success there. You know, Pete's a good friend. Sit down and, you know, talk with him. Talked with him on many, many different occasions, and I really respect what he does, how he does it. His players play hard, they play well, and they, you know, he has a very resilient team with a, you know, with a lot of energy, and so, I think that he's done a tremendous job in Seattle, as he did at SC, and is a really good football coach, so, and they have a really good team. But, you know, I like Pete, like him a lot.
Bill, Adam Kirchin from the Boston Herald. When it comes to LeGarrette, with his size and skill combination, is there anybody you'd compare him to over the years that you've either coached or played against?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You don't see a lot of guys like him. You just don't. He's, I thought a couple of the cuts he made last night, the way he can, you know, stop, start, accelerate, change directions, and for a 250-pound guy or whatever he is, he's got great vision and athleticism. At times he looks like a small back, but he's not. I mean, he's a big guy, and, you know, he's a hard guy to tackle. He runs through a lot of tackles, or, you know, steps over guys that are trying to take him down, cut him, and that kind of thing because of his size. So he's got really good instincts and vision and athleticism. He can make him miss tackles a lot of different ways, you know, with his vision, his quickness, and his size. So he's Yeah, he's a hard guy to handle.
Bill, just one more from here. Vince was telling us about his night and how he helped pull a woman out of a car that was flipped over. I'm not sure if you know anything about that, but just what does that say about his character and what you've come to know about him over the last decade?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that question.
Vince Wilfork was telling us about a half hour ago about the night he had, and when he was driving home, he pulled a woman out of a car that had tipped or flipped over.
Right, right. Yeah, I think Vince is a really unique and interesting individual. You know, he's accomplished obviously a lot in his professional life, but you know, on the personal side of it, I mean, he's got a lot of character and a lot of integrity. You know, what he. His parents passing away. I remember when we drafted him, you know, back in, it, you know, when was that? It was over 10 years ago. You know, just how quickly he had to grow up and mature, you know, given his situation and, you know, how close he is with his family and, you know, how much he supports, you know, the people that depend on him, but you know how generous he is with his time and his, you know, I'd say just, you know, just personal support. It isn't just the time, it's just the interest and the compassion that he has for other fellow human beings, you know. It doesn't surprise me, because that's really the type of person that he is. He's got really high character. He's, you know, has really good leadership and chemistry on our team. People kind of gravitate, you know, to him and Bianca. You know, he does a lot of things behind the scenes and isn't looking to, you know, get out there and, you know, be out front about it. He just, you know, does it, and a lot of times you see it and recognize it, but I'm sure there's a lot of times when he does it and, you know, he or maybe one other person knows what he did, but you know, he does it for the right reasons, not, you know, not for some kind of personal gain. It's just the right thing to do. So he's got a lot of integrity.